The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, cement is currently responsible for over 7% of global carbon emissions, more than aviation, shipping and long-haul trucking combined. However, new technologies announced by the Irish-founded company Ecosem could help the industry meet its target of cutting its carbon emissions by 50% by 2030. We're joined now by Donal O'Rean, founder and managing director of Ecosem. Donal, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
Now, we've talked before about what you've been doing to make Ecosem a low-carbon technology, and that is using a byproduct from a steel manufacturer so that you don't have to put the carbon in. Others have already done so.
Yeah, well, we've moved, that's where our business started 20 years ago, and we've moved a long way from there in terms of the technology. We recognize that using industrial byproducts, which is effectively where we started, is a very sensible way, a very effective way to reduce CO2. But unfortunately, the scale of availability of those of suitable byproducts isn't sufficient to decarbonize seriously the global cement industry. So we need, technically speaking, we need more strings to our bow if we're to have an impact globally on what's happening in the sector.
Now, what you have announced is, a bundle of technologies that will help to do this. And you're saying all comers, your rivals even, are welcome to it.
Well, we have firstly, we have a platform of technologies which need to be used together. You can't pick and choose little bits. The whole thing fits neatly together. It covers the formulation, what ingredients go into cement, how they're manufactured, and how they're used. So it's one package of technology, which effectively takes down, reduces the component in cement that's responsible for CO2 emissions, reduces that by about two-thirds, and without undermining quality or performance of the cement. In fact, if anything, the quality and performance improves substantially, particularly with regard to the service, lifetime in service of products made with the cement. Now, so that's the technology, the package of technology. Now, the reason, there's a very good reason to offer it to all comers, all serious cement manufacturers, and that is that the 7% you referred to earlier, Pat, that's the emissions of the global cement industry, which produces 4 billion tons of cement annually. Manufacture in Europe alone is less than 5% of that. So even if we were, as a European company, brilliantly successful in Europe, the maximum we could hope to achieve is to reduce global emissions by 2 or 3%. So this is not a job for one company. This is a job for an industry. And so the industry has to use this technology if it's to be successfully applied.
Yeah. Now, the amount of carbon that goes into any bag of cement or truckload of cement depends on the amount of, I think it's called clinker. I remember visiting Irish Cement up in Drogheda, probably with you, Donal, when we were in our college days. And the amount of clinker determines the amount of energy that goes in. And this is developed, it's manufactured in a kiln using high temperatures. What have you managed to do to reduce the clinker?
Well, the clinker is those high temperatures you refer to are one part of the problem, but a small part of the problem. They represent about 30%. The high energies represent about 30% of the CO2 coming from the manufacture of clinker, cement clinker. The other 70% comes from the raw materials. The raw materials have to be decarbonized, and that's why we used high temperatures in kilns to drive off the CO2 in the raw materials and leave the rest behind as constituents for cement. So that clinker that's produced there, which today represents globally, represents not all of the cement we use, but it's by far the major ingredient. It represents 70 to 75% of on average of cement used in the world at the moment, and we've reduced that to 20% or lower. And we've done that. If you ask anybody in the cement industry, they will shake their heads immediately and say, that's not possible. It's just not possible. That's the essential ingredient of cement. And if you reduce it so dramatically, the cement won't perform. So we've had to bring in a batch of a range of technical developments, innovations, in order to be able to produce a quality cement using only a small amount of cement clinker. And those obviously involve other ingredients. We use a range of other ingredients, industrial byproducts, but mostly natural products that have cementitious qualities, which are considered now as being not good enough for bulk use, but we have ways to improve their performance. That's the first thing. Then secondly, we have to put them together in a mix which, technically speaking, works well together, which can represent big problems. Finally, we have to modify the behavior of those systems using various chemical admixtures, which can effectively mean that that combination of materials acts and looks like a conventional cement. It behaves in a very similar way to a conventional cement. So, in other words, it can be used the same way as conventional cement. It's easy for a manufacturer of concrete to use that material.
Now,
so there's a whole host of.
I can see it's just not one simple solution. It's a whole host of things.
Five patents applied for at the moment, and we'll double that by the end in the course of next year. It's a very rich area in terms of new technology.
Now, do you have to then, if you're making concrete, where you add aggregate or whatever or sand to the cement to form something that's going to hold up a building, for example, do you have to change your formula for your concrete if you use this newly formulated cement?
There is only one respect in which the practice changes for the concrete manufacturer, and that is that he uses a lot less water when he's making his concrete. In effect, we have a cement which works well with about half the water content that of conventional concrete. So the concrete maker has to pay particular attention to introduce the right quantity of water, which is about half what he's used to doing. And he finds once he does that the concrete will behave exactly as he expects a normal concrete to behave.
And now I presume you know the history of pyrite and all the rest of it in this country. I presume you do destructive testing of your concrete, to make sure it does exactly what it says on your tin.
Well, we do. There are two issues there. We can't go into the market without doing a very extensive range of strength and durability testing. So that's prescribed anyway. There's no option but we have to do that. There are some special areas like the mica situation that you refer to, which occur outside of that, which not necessarily picked up by that extensive batch of studies. So we have done special studies in that area to ensure that we don't have any problem in relation to issues such as we encountered in Ireland with mica.
So your new version of EcoSem, and you're now a very substantial group, founded by an Irishman, so well done on that. Is that in the market today, and is it price competitive?
No, we have a range of products in the market today which are very low carbon cements. But the technology that we use in those is not the technology I've been speaking about. The technology is a new technology. So what the products that go into the market at the moment are very low carbon, the lowest carbon available in Europe at the moment. But we can't scale them. We have limited materials that we can use, and so limited volume we can produce. So that disadvantage is the disadvantage to overcome with this new technology. We're announcing this technology because we want to attract the interest of the global cement industry, because we have, if we're to keep the planet on a global warming trajectory consistent with 1.5 degrees of warming, we have to reduce CO2 emissions by 50% this decade. And this decade, there's only eight years left. And CO2 emissions have to come down by 50% in that time globally, not just in Ireland or in Europe, globally. At the moment, the cement industry is on a trajectory which will give it about 15 to 20% reduction by the end of this decade. It's not able to achieve a 50%, not because it doesn't want to. It doesn't have the technical tools, the innovation to do the job. So we're actually announcing that technology now exists, and they need to step up and assess that very, very quickly, because there's no time to lose in hitting our targets for 2030.
Donal, thank you very much for joining us. Donal O'Rean, founder and managing director of EcoSem Group, with that innovative technology being announced today.